Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up on Alert.
We are every day hearing about more and more probable cases.
New cases of the Omicron variant detected in more states as the U.S. rolls out strict testing requirements for international travelers. What you need to know as the virus surges once again. Remembering Bob Dole.
So I leave you all tonight with a full heart and a fervent prayer that we'll meet again.
We'll look back on his life and legacy, including his more than 45-year-long marriage with beloved wife Elizabeth. Their love story in their own words just ahead. Plus, never forget.
The United States would not have come into the fight, I'm convinced, in any dramatic way without the shock of Pearl Harbor.
A look back at the attacks on Pearl Harbor 80 years later, how that tragic day changed the course of the world, and new insight to how it all unfolded. And break out the buble. The Christmas crooner stops by Studio 1A ahead of his new holiday special. We'll catch up with him as he celebrates the 10th anniversary of his iconic Christmas album today, Monday, December 6th, 2021.
Good morning
to our 7th grade
and 8th grade students in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Nurses from Tennessee.
Sending love to our coworkers.
Hi to my mom in Union City, Tennessee. We love you.
Visiting from Saco, Maine.
Luna, Hawaii.
Deanna, Alaska.
And Deerfield, Illinois.
Ski Club Trip.
From Downers Grove, Illinois.
Celebrating our 60th birthdays.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. It's Monday. Glad to have you with us. Hoda's got the week off, and glad to be celebrated.
Yeah.
Celebrated. Joined by.
It's like a Savannah sandwich.
It's a celebration.
Yeah,
it is.
It's like a Savannah sandwich.
It's raining men around here. Glad to have you guys along with us. Let's get to your news at 8 o'clock. Anybody flying to the U.S. from abroad faces a strict new COVID requirement. It starts today. It's meant to slow the fast-spreading Omicron variant, even as the Delta variant is surging in many parts of this country. NBC's Tom Costello joins us with the very latest. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Savannah. So international flights inbound to the United States today are already affected by this rule. Went into effect at midnight. If you are flying to the U.S. from a foreign airport, you must test negative within 24 hours of departure from that foreign airport, or you won't be allowed to board. The requirement had been a 72-hour window. Now it's 24 hours. If you're coming across the land borders from Mexico or Canada, you do not need to test negative. All of this happening as the Omicron variant is spreading fast across the country. At least 17 states now reporting cases, and it seems to be more cases every single day nationwide. The good news is that while the Omicron variant is spreading quickly, Dr. Fauci says it does not appear to be causing people serious illness, at least not yet. That said, the Delta variant remains the chief concern right now. On Friday alone, nearly 1,500 people died just from the coronavirus, almost all of that, the Delta variant, almost all of those cases from unvaccinated Americans. And the death toll now for all of COVID, it looks like it's rivaling or surpassing the Civil War death toll. Hold on, Savannah, back to you.
All right, Tom, thank you very much.
A new allegation has come to light in the wake of Chris Cuomo's firing from CNN on Saturday, and this time it involves a sexual harassment claim against the anchor himself. NBC's Ann Thompson is here with that story. She's been following all of this for us. Ann, good morning.
Good morning. CNN brought in a law firm to review the information released by the New York Attorney General, but it is a new claim, unrelated to his actions supporting his brother, that has deepened the crisis surrounding Chris Cuomo.
This morning, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo is out of a job and potentially in even more trouble, accused today of serious sexual misconduct.
This staffer worked with Cuomo at ABC.
The new claim brought to CNN last week, one day after it suspended the primetime host for failing to tell the truth about just how involved he was in crafting his brother Andrew's defense in his sexual harassment scandal. The woman's attorney, Deborah Katz, saying, "My client came forward at this time because she felt in sharing her story and related documentation, she could help protect other women." A Cuomo spokesperson said these apparently anonymous allegations are not true and that Cuomo stands by his on-air statements about sexual harassment issues.
"I have always cared very deeply about these issues and profoundly so."
In firing Chris Cuomo over the weekend, CNN said in a statement, additional information has come to light. It is not clear if this allegation had a role in his firing. Attorney Katz also represents Charlotte Bennett, one of the 11 women whose allegations against former Governor Cuomo led to his resignations, allegations Andrew Cuomo denies. Though CNN promoted the brothers' relationship during the pandemic, Chris Cuomo did not report on his brother's scandal, but in May admitted to being in strategy sessions to help him.
"It will not happen again. It was a mistake."
Texts and transcripts made public last week by the New York Attorney General's office show just how much Chris Cuomo helped. Along with drafting statements and prepping his brother for a news conference, the younger Cuomo also reached out to journalists to see if other accusers were coming forward. Actions that cost Cuomo his job. Tweeting after his dismissal, "This is not how I want my time at CNN to end, but I have already told you why and how I helped my brother."
While Cuomo is out at CNN, the network has not yet named a replacement for his time slot.
Ann Thompson for us this morning. Ann, thank you.
All right, now that's the news with Hoda off. This is like pressure.
It is.
Savannah's in with the morning boost.
I'm going to really try to boost everybody. Here we go. A British pet owner named Leo went out to shovel the walkway with his rescue dog, Shandy. But Shandy had other ideas. Take a look. Shandy's like, "No, it's not work time, it's play time."
Right.
He wrestled that big stick, the shovel, out of Leo's hands and made him come fetch it. How do you like that, Leo? These two are celebrities in their neighborhood. People love to stop by and say hello to them, but hold on to your shovels.
Love a dog with a sense of humor.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cute.
That poor guy trying to shovel his driveway.
I know.
It's the worst.
When we come back on this Monday morning, a special way to remember the remarkable life of Senator Bob Dole.
Yeah, I had the good fortune of getting to know him and his lovely wife, Senator Elizabeth Dole. And just ahead, we're going to look back at an uplifting conversation we shared together about their iconic love story right after this.
SiriusXM Radio is better with Bogle Wines. 70s on 7, 80s on 8, better with Bogle. Alt Nation, Hip Hop Nation, Hair Nation, better with Bogle. Madison, Howard, Andy Cohen, better, better, better. Y2 Country, Prime Country, Carrie's Country, yep, all better. The Beatles Channel is better, and getting better all the time. Everything on Sirius is better with Bogle. Award-winning, family-owned wines ranked as some of the finest available for around $10. As long as you're not driving, it's better with Bogle. Bogle Family Vineyards, Clarksburg, California. Please drink responsibly.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And welcome back. We are taking time to share more reflections on the passing of Senator Bob Dole.
There's so many wonderful stories being told about his life. And one of our favorites is that love story that he shared with his wife and fellow Senator Elizabeth Dole. And you really got to develop quite the unique and special relationship with them over the last few years.
Yeah, I'm not objective. I really love the Doles. They were, of course, the quintessential Washington power couple. And today would have been their 46th wedding anniversary. Together, they devoted their whole lives to public service and to each other. And for Valentine's Day back in 2019, I got to sit down with the Doles in their Washington, D.C. home to talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of each other.
We were ushered into his office, and all of a sudden, the side door opens, and in comes Bob Dole, and I look up, and I think, gee, he's a good-looking guy. And he says he wrote my name on the back of his blotter.
I did.
Okay, I'm glad you told me the truth.
Yeah.
Were you thinking, maybe I should call her?
Oh, yeah, I thought of that as soon as she walked in.
The year was 1972. Senator Bob Dole was a rising star in the Republican Party, and Elizabeth Hanford, having just graduated from Harvard Law School, was earning a reputation as a fierce consumer advocate.
You know, he was a little bashful because the first time he called, we talked for about 40 minutes. It was a wonderful conversation.
Yeah,
and yeah, and I became completely oblivious to the fact that I had a date sitting in my living room. The phone rang, I went back to my bedroom, answered the call 40 minutes later. Heaven knows what I told that guy when I went back into the living room.
The poor date is just waiting for
you?
Yeah,
right. He was just sitting there. It was the third call when he finally asked me out. And, you know, I really like that a lot because I realized he's not some guy chasing women around Capitol Hill, you know?
I never did that. Couldn't catch them anyway.
3 years later, they married, a second marriage for him, a first for her at nearly 40 years old. What made Bob Dole the one?
I love his compassionate heart and the fact that he'd love to feel that each day he could make a difference for at least one person in need. And I loved the fact that he had such a great sense of humor. In fact, even when I'm the punchline, I still love his humor.
She even fell prey to her husband's infamous humor at her own Senate confirmation hearing for Secretary of Transportation.
He said, perhaps the Federal Highway Administration could use Elizabeth's biscuit recipe for filling potholes.
What did you say?
I said, well, gentlemen, they were all males sitting there, if I'm confirmed for this position, one of my goals is to ensure that we get airbags into every car in America. And fortunately, I already know all about airbags because I've been driving around with one for years.
There have been lots of laughs over the years, but not a lot of fights.
Believe it or not, we have never had a serious argument.
Is that right?
Never. And we've been married, it'll be 44 years this December.
You never really yelled at each other? Even through the stress of being a spouse during a presidential campaign, when each had to put on hold their own careers to support the other.
Some of the women's organizations really chastised me at the time and said, why are you doing this? You're giving up your career. My response was, because this is my choice. This is what I choose to do. And that's a learning, growing experience.
You should have been the candidate. Might have been elected.
Do you think she would have made a good president?
Oh, yeah. And then I'd have gotten good food.
Good food?
Yeah, at the White House. Yeah,
you don't get good food here?
Well, I don't have to answer that.
We've heard about your biscuit recipe.
Right.
Let me first introduce my wife, Elizabeth.
What advice would you give to a young couple starting out their lives?
Well, you need to focus on your partner's interest, not your own, but what she or he may be doing or may have done that you can talk about.
And stay attuned to your spouse's particular likes, things that turns him on. What does he like, you know? And then plan some great surprises.
One of her best was surprising her husband when he was elected majority leader in 1984 with their first dog, appropriately named Leader.
I got a miniature schnauzer from the Humane Society and walked into his national press conference and presented him to Bob. Now, we worried a little bit after that because the picture went out in the newspapers, and here was Bob and me with this little dog from the Humane Society. And I said, Bob, I hope no child looks at this and says, there's my dog. Yeah. They found my dog. So after a week or so, no calls, we figured we're okay.
Hey, buddy.
And Leader's descendants, including his namesake.
And that's Leader.
Oh, hi, Leader.
And this is Blaze.
Continue to serve as a romantic gesture, which, like their love and devotion to one another, has endured the test of time.
What a special conversation. You talked to her last night.
I did. She's doing well. You know, her heart is broken. You know what? She said, tomorrow's our anniversary. We spent almost 50 years together. Mm. You know, they met in 1972, almost 50 years of a life together. And I have to say, just knowing them these last few years, just being in their presence, it's like there were two kids in love. They adored each other. They enjoyed each other's company. They revered and admired each other and respect. I feel like just this deep well of respect for one another is why that love story worked.
What an example.
They're an incredible example together. And of course, our hearts go out to her and the family. And we know that she's really missing him every day, but especially today.
Yes.
That's great.
Let us switch gears on this Monday morning. Bill Cairns is in for Mr. Roker. Bill, what are you looking at, buddy?
And they never had an argument in 50 years. How many people of us did a double take on that?
That's right.
Most people are lucky to make the weekend. All right, so let's get into this forecast today. Active weather for you heading out the door, driving through Tennessee, especially Alabama, Mississippi. Two hands on the steering wheel. Very windy conditions in the Great Lakes today. And how about our friends in Hawaii? They have really dangerous flooding conditions today. Some areas could get 1 to 2 feet of rain. 1 to 2 feet of rain is not good. And Savannah, your week ahead forecast still to come.
All right, Bill, thank you. And now to a new documentary that our Chanel has been working really hard on.
I have poured my heart and soul into this one. I hope this will spark much needed conversations. Stories We Tell, The Fertility Secret, is the first documentary I've executive produced. For years, behind closed doors, I've listened and sometimes cried with women in my own life who are dealing with infertility, and I felt their stories were missing in a larger public conversation. So I asked women I'm close to if they'd be willing to have an open and honest discussion about topics they, along with so many others, struggle with silently. Infertility, miscarriages, IVF, surrogacy, health challenges like endometriosis and fibroids, which disproportionately affect women of color. And each woman has a story to share. Some women deal with pain for decades, or they've had surgeries with no idea that what they're dealing with could ultimately affect their fertility. Many women, as you know, are getting married later in life or staying single, but still want to have a family. So it's our hope that by sharing, we can start to lift the veil on these topics, to heal and empower anyone who may feel isolated, and to educate women and men too.
And we talked about this a few weeks ago. In particular, women of color, this is not necessarily a conversation people are anxious
to have. It's not something we talk about. There are stereotypes. Oh, that woman, she can have 10, 15 kids. Yeah. And even within their own families, if they get married finally and then, you know, start to struggle, they don't talk about it. And these women are going to work. Yeah. They're sitting next to you at work. They're sitting next to you at church, in the gym. And you have no idea that they're carrying this painful secret.
And society puts so much pressure on women,
it
right?
Does.
And people say it as a joke, like, oh, when are the kids coming? And people have no idea what families are going through.
So I really hope that we will, start a conversation. I've shared this with my mom, and she said, oh, you know, I had a miscarriage before your little brother. And I said, Mom, really? You know, we just don't talk about it. So I hope, and men too, one of my classmates from Northwestern that I worked on this with, as a guy, he talked with his wife about it for the first time. I mean, it's one of those things where I think it affects the whole family. So I hope.
Well, it's also something that you've been talking about for a long time. You've been very passionate about this. So I'm glad that my friend is finally bringing this to life.
Thank you. So please support and support these women.
It's called Stories We Tell, The Fertility Secret. It airs Sunday night, December 19th on MSNBC, and very much worth your time.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
in addition
you.
To being an executive producer of a powerful documentary, you're also covering pop star.
Yes, and we have a good one for you today. Okay, first up, right up my alley, Tom Holland, the Spider-Man actor, will be lacing up his dancing shoes for his next big role. In fact, over the weekend, Holland confirmed he's been tapped, look at this, to play Fred Astaire in an upcoming biopic about the Hollywood icon. That's big. Breaking the news at the Spider-Man No Way Home premiere in London, Holland sharing he's yet to see the script, But producer Amy Pascal has reached out to him for the role, and we already know that he has some moves. The actor, who also happens to be trained in ballet, previously starred in a West End production of Billy Elliot, and a lot of people just won't forget the amazing Umbrella Dance on Lip Sync Battle.
Okay,
so there you go. No word yet on when the Fred Astaire flick will start production, but that is going to be big. Okay.
I think I've just saw your next dance routine.
Exactly.
I know you can nail that.
Can we get some rain in the studio? All right. Next up, Harry Potter. In celebration of the series' 20th anniversary, HBO Max is reuniting the magical cast for a special out New Year's Day, and a new teaser gives fans a sneak peek of which big stars are set to return to the Wizarding World without giving too much away. Wow. Along with the famous trio Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint, Harry Potter stars Helena Bonham Carter, Gary Oldman, and Tom Felton. They're all set to appear in the reunion, along with more than a dozen of their former castmates. Again, Harry Potter 20th anniversary, Return to Hogwarts, hits HBO Max January 1st.
Wow.
That'll be big.
Given it's 20 years, my daughter is reading the Harry Potter books right now. It's like fresh as day for her.
Well, she's an adult. Looking forward to that.
It's going to be
good. There you go.
Straight ahead, we like to call him the King of Christmas. Oh, there you are. Hello, sir. Michael Bublé paying us a visit. He's got a new holiday special tonight. We'll be right back after this.
We are back 8:30 on this Monday morning. We have a gorgeous tree, but we also have a gorgeous crowd. A festive crowd, a massive crowd.
What
and it's
crowd,
appropriate
right?
because the King of Christmas himself is
oh,
here.
King of Christmas is here. We got great signage out
goodness.
There. Look at a giant 25. We have our sunshine from Tampa.
There's people from Alaska and Hawaii here, too.
I know. And there's our sunshine from Vancouver, Canada. His iconic holiday album turns 10 this year. Michael Bublé is celebrating with us a deluxe version. Plus, his new Christmas special airs tonight. So we have a lot catch up with him about.
All right, nice. We look forward to that. Then we'll focus on Christmas gift ideas. Alejandro Ramos has delicious mail order presents you can send right to a lucky someone's front door.
Also ahead, Harry Smith is here to share a special story as the nation prepares to mark the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
And then coming up on the third hour of today, comedian Samantha Bee will be stopping by. She's stopping by to tell us all about the return of her hit show as she celebrates a major milestone as well.
We've got some big stars tomorrow on today as well. Meryl Streep and Jonah Hill.
Nice.
They make a very funny pair in the upcoming movie, Don't Look Up. It is hilarious. Well, they'll give us a preview. And then another highly anticipated project, Kristen Davis is joining us live in the studio to talk about the Sex and the City revival.
Yay!
All right.
Got a lot to get to.
Now, you got a crowd moment?
I do. I got to introduce you to somebody. She's turning 40, Maggie. Where are you from?
McKinney, Texas.
And you decided to come visit today's show?
I did. This is on my bucket list. It was my 40th birthday wish to be here.
Maggie, your cute crown caught our eye. Your cute face caught our eye. And so did these custom sweatshirts.
Wow.
Making her birthday wish come true today. Those are awesome.
Thank you.
You guys having a fun time?
Yes, we are.
Did it live up to what you hoped?
Oh my gosh, it exceeded my expectations. This is amazing. I'm so happy to be here. Y'all mean so much. This show means so much to me. I was telling them earlier that just watching the Today Show through the pandemic, being at home, I'm a teacher. So being at home, sipping my coffee, you guys have been my silver lining.
Well, thank you for being a teacher and happy birthday. Can we all say happy birthday, Maggie?
Happy birthday.
Have a great day, honey. We're so glad you're here. All right, let's get a check of the weather.
Mr. Cairns, where are you, buddy?
I'm down here. We're four deep down here. We got our Minnesota friends. We got our Tennessee friends. And thank you, nurses. And our ladies from Chicago, they ski, so they know there's no snow, so they're here now. So let's talk about this week ahead forecast. Let's try to get you. It's a very active week ahead. We have a lot of storms to talk about. Watch out today, some of those strong storms, our friends in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama. And then we're going to track this next storm. The one on Wednesday is going to bring a little bit of snow to the east. We call it a sloppy storm. It's like you may see the flakes, but they won't accumulate. They'll probably melt when they hit the ground. So sorry, kids from D.C. or New York and Boston, just a little too warm. Then by the end of the week, we really get quiet in the middle of the country. But for you snow lovers, the Rockies, finally, we should end that snow drought in Colorado and then a little snow in the Midwest. But guess what? If you're dreaming of a white Christmas, this 8 to 14 day outlook in the middle of the month of December, much of the country looks very, very unusually warm. So, wah, wah to me. Great to see so many happy faces, and our retired teachers, too. Back to you guys. Yes.
All right, Bill, thank you. And coming up next, Harry Smith will be along with a special remembrance of Pearl Harbor 80 years later, his visit to the memorial and the remarkable stories of bravery he learned along the way. But first, this is Today on NBC.
And welcome back. Tomorrow, of course, marks the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, the moment that thrust a reluctant United States into World War II.
The generation with firsthand knowledge of December 7th, 1941 is dwindling. In fact, less than 2% of the Americans who served in the war are still with us.
Harry Smith, just back from Hawaii. Harry, good morning, buddy.
And doesn't this sort of fit in with what we've been remembering all day with Bob Dole? So tomorrow, 80 years ago, was a very important part in United States history. Japan, as a country, was fulfilling what it felt like was its manifest destiny. They were trying to take control of the entire Pacific Rim. The U.S. didn't like it, leveling sanction after sanction. Finally, stopped selling oil to Japan, froze its assets. War to many seemed perhaps inevitable, but to the United States, what happened on December 7th felt like a stab in the back.
This is actual Japanese military footage. Six aircraft carriers with 400 planes sailing 200 miles north of Hawaii, undetected.
Now the British air attack in the annals of the war will be carried out.
Their plan to decimate America's Pacific Fleet. Before this day, war planners and strategists acknowledged an attack like this was possible. But
they'll never do it.
Yes. To say it could happen, almost anything can happen in war. It's the most unpredictable of all human activities.
Dr. Rob Satino is a senior historian at the World War II Museum in New Orleans.
This kind of attack had never been launched before, by which I mean this kind of attack, an attack by carrier-based aircraft.
And Pearl Harbor was a target-rich environment.
The Arizona, the Nevada, the West Virginia, the Oklahoma, and the California. Five of our eight battleships. To lose one is a national catastrophe. What happened at Pearl Harbor is somewhere in the mega disaster category.
While U.S. forces had drilled for an attack, what happened that Sunday morning didn't seem real.
There were aircraft coming from every direction, and we really didn't know where they'd come from.
We are on Ford Island in Pearl Harbor with U.S. Navy historian Jim Newman.
When you talk to some of these veterans, when they saw those aircraft coming, and they saw they were actually dropping bombs, they said, wow, somebody in the Army is going to get in big trouble. They're actually using live munitions.
Over loudspeakers throughout the island, the phrase was repeated, this is not a drill.
As if you had to convince someone it was happening, because it is such a shock, such a bolt out of the blue.
Through the chaos, though, there were certain acts of courage undaunted. John Finn jumped out of a bed and manned a machine gun. Despite multiple wounds, including a busted leg and incapacitated arm, he kept firing and firing and won the Medal of Honor. Kenneth Taylor and George Welch had enjoyed a night of revelry. Stunned awake by explosions, they sped to their fighter planes and joined a fight in which they were hopelessly outnumbered. They'd knock out six Japanese warplanes. Doris Miller worked in the mess hall and laundry of the West Virginia. Blacks then were not allowed combat roles. But when the attack came, and with no training, Miller fired a 50 caliber gun at incoming Japanese planes until being ordered to abandon ship. He was awarded the Navy Cross. After just 90 minutes, the U.S. Navy's proudest warships sat smoldering and sinking. Hundreds of aircraft shredded.
That is the USS Arizona Memorial. You can see turret three sticking up out of the water. There's still a lot of the ship that's visible, but just think about what that represents. So 2,400 sailors, soldiers, Marines, civilians, airmen are killed in the attack. 1,177 of them are the USS Arizona alone. So you're talking about 49% of the casualties were killed in action, were killed on that ship.
More than a million people visit the Arizona Memorial every year. We visited too, in reverent silence. Time passes so quickly, it seems. History often feels so distant. Not here. The Mitchell Washington family was there as well. Why?
Because to be able to serve is an honor, and it is not something that we should ever not recognize. To be able to serve our country is one of the highest honors.
What happened 80 years ago pushed the heretofore reluctant United States into war.
What Pearl Harbor does is take the big neutral country, the United States, and drags it into the war. You know, a couple days later, the Germans and Italians declare war on the United States. You could not have had a world at war with the United States absent from the fight, and the United States would not have come into the fight, I'm convinced, in any dramatic way without the shock of Pearl Harbor.
A date which will live in infamy.
So here on the eve of the 80th anniversary, a little history lesson, and tomorrow you're going to meet a survivor of the Pearl Harbor attack.
Wow.
Who is on a radar station and has an absolutely remarkable story to tell.
And as you said, the number of people who can tell a firsthand account is
dwindling
all the time.
Rapidly.
So what a treasure that
so
will
good.
Be.
And there's still so much to learn. I just learned from that piece.
Right, exactly. And you know what? I'm sorry, but Bob Dole, may I just say, I covered him a lot through the years. An amazing sense of humor, devilishly dark sense of humor. And just a few years ago, we were with him when he toured through all the counties in Kansas. Mm-hmm. And his service, how he came back from the war, the people in Russell, Kansas, who had coffee cans out on the counters of the soda fountains and the hardware store, and the people who put money in there to make sure that he could recover. You talk about the greatest generation.
There's a reason he could barely speak of Russell, Kansas without a tear coming to his eye.
Yes.
He never forgot it. Harry, thank you. Pleasure. We'll see you tomorrow. And coming up next, we're going to shift gears a bit. We'll catch up with Michael Bublé. He's got a festive Christmas special tonight on NBC. But first, this is Today on NBC.
The City Music Series on Today is proudly presented to you by City.
Welcome back. When those Christmas bells start ringing, there are two men you want around, Santa Claus and our next guest, Michael Bublé. He is ringing in the season in a big way with a special airing on NBC tonight, the 10th anniversary of his mega hit Christmas album. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
Do you like being mentioned in the same sentence as Santa?
Santa, the king of Christmas. You know what? I heard earlier the king of Christmas, and it felt to me, like, why not the queen? Why can't I just be
Well, because
the queen
Mariah too? Carey would have something to say about that.
Okay, that's fine. I'll battle her for it.
You will. I would like that, an epic throwdown. Michael Bublé on one side,
no,
Mariah Carey. Maybe for your next special.
I'm just a humble servant. Yes, yes.
How did this all really come about, that suddenly you're Mr. Christmas?
Well, you know, I didn't mean to be so dominant. You know what I mean? I really felt, what a joy. Yeah. I made a record that I put a lot of love into, had a lot of great musicians and arrangers who also loved it. And I genuinely, when you actually care for what you're doing, it makes it a lot easier. And it made it easier for people to accept.
You're also a meme now. You know, the people put this up on the internet. Mm-hmm. This Chris, have you seen it? It's like, there it is.
Oh, I love that.
There he is. Chris, Michael Bublé emerges from his cave. Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
You're a sign of the season.
Well, I'm going to, if people keep doubling down on those, I might just take over all the seasons. So just for you at home, if you keep sending me those defrosting things on my TikTok, I will come and take Easter, maybe Halloween, maybe February 22nd, International Spice Day will be mine too.
Exactly. What about Flag Day?
Oh, anytime your mom pulls a turkey out of the oven, Bublé music will be playing, and you'll never get rid of me.
I love it. And now tell me about the special. Is this going to be a classy, subdued affair as we've come to expect from you?
This is the joy of having Lorne Michaels as your producer and your executive producer. He has a way to really build something good into something great. And great guests. I mean, it's you'll see tonight when you watch it.
You have Camila Cabello. Who is it, sketches and also music?
There's Jimmy, Camila Cabello, Hannah Waddingham from Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah.
I've got Leon Russ. There's so many great people.
You love Hannah Waddingham. You guys go way back, don't you?
We do. We're really close friends. And I have my best friend is on the special, my number one best friend, Kermit the Frog.
Oh.
Him and I are like, we went out last night for dinner.
I know. Is he kind of like, does he have like a crazy side? Like when he gets a big night out in New York?
When you walk, you think, oh, he's just a sweet frog. But he really is The leader. He's the guy who walks in front of all of us.
He is, and he's like the one, he's kind of the ringleader.
Oh, the girls can't get enough.
Let's stay out later.
Yeah, they love him.
Let's hit the clubs.
Absolutely.
I always kind of suspected, but
hey, it's like,
you confirmed it for me. All right, what's on the new album? Tell me that real quick.
Do you mean
the deluxe album?
This Christmas thing?
Yes.
Oh, there's a couple of new songs. There's a song called The Christmas Sweater I wrote with Matthew Vaughn and Gary Barlow that's on a movie called Silent Night that's out right now. That's a really pretty song. Then we did Let It Snow.
But
we put this out because we thought it was really a lovely thing. And also, I needed the money, so.
Yeah, I know. We always worry about you.
Thank you so much.
Never Kermit. We don't worry about Kermit.
Thank you very much.
He's got a career. But you, Michael, I do sometimes worry about.
No.
I'm just going to go ahead for America and do what everyone does all morning. Alexa, play Michael Bublé. There, it's done. They're playing that Christmas album
Thank you. That's so sweet.
I made them skip a step. Thank you so much. We'll see you tonight.
I can't wait for the Christmas special.
It is called Christmas in the City tonight, 10 o'clock, 9 central, right here on NBC.
Look at that smolder.
I mean, look at that.
Whew.
That is Christmas right there. Coming up next, a taste of the season. Alejandro Ramos is here with ideas for mail order food gifts that will delight every kind of eater on your list. But first, this is Today on NBC.
SiriusXM Radio is better with Bogle Wines. 70s on 7, 80s on 8, better with Bogle. Alt Nation, Hip Hop Nation, Hair Nation, better with Bogle, Madison, Howard, Andy Cohen, better, better, better. Y2 Country, Prime Country, Carrie's Country, yep, all better. The Beatles Channel is better, and getting better all the time. Everything on Sirius is better with Bogle. Award-winning family-owned wines ranked as some of the finest available for around $10. As long as you're not driving, it's better with Bogle. Bogle Family Vineyards, Clarksburg, California. Please drink responsibly.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
We're back, 8:51, and if you're still trying to figure out the perfect holiday present for a friend or a family member, you've come to the right place, folks. May we suggest sending the gift of food? Today, contributor Alejandro Ramos came up with a list of the best mail-order food gifts, and all you need to do is scan that QR code below to get your hands on these delicious deals. Good to see you again, my friend.
Always great to see you.
So we're going to start with Portillo's.
Portillo's. This is a Chicago Midwest fave. They're known for their Italian beef sandwiches and their Chicago-style hot dogs, both of which you can send anywhere in the country. They send the whole kit, the meat, the gravy, all the fixings, the bread. Delicious.
That's genius.
Amazing, right?
Are these expensive?
There's a whole price ranges here. So we go everywhere from like $7 up to like $100.
Now,
so nothing too crazy.
If Al Roker were here, this would be his
go-to.
He
would be a fan of this. Quisqueya. These are Dominican-style hot sauces.
Okay.
The name comes from picante. Quisqueya, that's the Taino name for the island where the Dominican Republic is on.
Yeah.
Amazing. This is a girl named Maritza. She makes them. It's her family's recipe that she has added her own twist to. My favorite is the sweet one. It's got fresh passion fruit juice
in it. A woman-owned company.
Woman-owned, Latina-owned.
Full disclosure, someone gave me this last year and we loved it. This is the Stonewall Kitchen.
Stonewall Kitchen has been a New England fave for about 30 years. This is their New England breakfast kit. I love this during the holidays, especially if you're a host, like you're going to a party. Give them something they don't feel pressure to open right away. They can enjoy the next day.
The Jam Stand, Alejandro.
The Jam Stand, another woman-owned company. I love these because their whole thing is taking jam off of toast and onto ice cream, pound cake, put it on cheese. My favorite is the Drunken Monkey one, which is a banana rum jam with a hint of lime. Absolutely delicious. You can get sampler packs or you can buy them individually.
And now we've got a chocolatier from Florida here that we're highlighting.
Yes, Garcia Nevet Chocolatier de Miami. This is two Venezuelan sisters trained in France. So they've got the classic chocolate techniques with the local flavors from Miami Venezuelan chocolate. You can buy the beautiful chocolates, but I also really love their chocolate cakes. These are are about $30, and it is a rich, dense, fudgy cake, a little salt on top. Amazing gift. Also comes in a little mini for, I think, $12.
And this, I mean, it looks delicious.
Delicious, gorgeous, really beautiful.
People love Brazilian bakeries.
Yes, Brigadeiro Bakery. So Brigadeiro is the iconic Brazilian milk truffle. It's made with condensed milk, comes in all these flavors. She does some incredible things there. She does this holiday kit, so you can try a little bit of everything. There's honey cakes, there's a layered carrot cake, the truffles themselves. But I also love her Christmas panettone, which is stuffed with that creamy caramel Brigadeiro inside. So it's gooey and delicious, and then the chocolate drizzle, an amazing gift.
Ice cream as a gift, I feel like, has become all the rage.
Oh my gosh, ice cream is so cool. Everybody loves it, and I think it's great for the holidays too, because you can pair it with your homemade cake. So this is from Oddfellows. That is their Italian rainbow cookie flavor.
Yes.
This is their holiday capsule collection. Every flavor is inspired by the Christmas traditions or the holiday traditions of one of their team members. I also love the Coquito, which is inspired by a Puerto Rican team member.
Oh, that
that's what we drink in Puerto Rico, coconut rum.
All right, Little Red Kitchen.
How's this one? Is that delicious?
This is delicious, Bob.
Little Red Kitchen. She's amazing. She makes the best cookies, and she makes pie-sized cookies, so you can slice up your favorite cookies. There's Snickerdoodle. There is a kitchen sink version.
What is this?
There's pretzels and potato chips. That delicious, salty, sweet kind of awesomeness. So good. These are great for sharing. You can send them. You can bring them to parties. An amazing gift.
All right, and now mortgage apple cakes.
Apple cakes. So the name comes from the fact that Angela, the owner, she needed to make that mortgage payment, and so she sold a bunch of cakes, launched a thriving business, saved her home. This is apple rum, super buttery, super delicious, amazing story, and even better tasting
cake. I was going to say, I love a product with an origin story.
Yes.
This is Charlitos Cocina.
Charlitos Cocina, last but not least.
You say it so much
Charlitos. Yeah. So his name is Charles, but his Cuban family members call him Charlito, which I think is so cute. And he is all about making Spanish-style cured sausages. We've got chorizo. I love this really big one, which is a great gift to send.
Yeah.
You can share it. You can enjoy it. He says everything is made with pork, salt, and thyme, and lots of love.
Lots of love.
Yes.
Alejandro, thank you.
Thank you, Craig.
So many gift ideas.
Delicious.
So many. To order these mail-in order items or get the extended list of offers she's put together, just scan that QR code, or you can go to today.com/shop. We are back on this Monday morning with the third and fourth hours.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.